Welcome to this lesson on building an offset jungle intro for a 90s-inspired dark DNB track in Ableton Live 12. This one is a beginner lesson, but don't let that fool you. We're going to make something with real attitude. The goal is not to build the full track yet. Instead, we're creating a 16-bar intro that feels tense, raggy, broken, and alive, like it could open a jungle tune, lead into a heavy modern roller, or sit right before a drop that really hits. What makes this style work is the offset feel. Not everything lands perfectly together. Some hits are late, some are a little early, and that tiny bit of stagger gives the intro human energy. It makes the groove feel unstable in a good way. That's a big part of 90s jungle, ragga DNB, and darker club energy overall. Set your tempo first. Aim for 172 BPM. That's a classic sweet spot for the style. Then make sure your arrangement is at least 16 bars long, so we can shape the intro properly. If you like, think of it in 4-bar phrases. Bars 1 to 4 are sparse. Bars 5 to 8 bring in the break and vocal. Bars 9 to 12 add tension, and bars 13 to 16 prepare the drop. Before you start adding sound, keep one important thing in mind. Leave headroom. Don't slam the master. A good beginner target is to keep the intro peaking around minus 6 dB while you build. That gives you room to shape the low end later and keeps the mix clean. Now let's start with the drum foundation. Drag in a breakbeat sample, ideally something Amen style or any crunchy old-school break with a clear snare and a few ghost notes. Put it on an audio track, and warp it if needed so it locks to the tempo. For beginners, keep it simple at first. Start with one 1-bar loop, duplicate it, and then cut out pieces to create space. The key here is not to make the break too neat. We want it chopped, not polished. Try this basic movement. In bar 1, just a kick and a ghost hit. In bar 2, bring in the snare on beats 2 and 4. In bar 3, let a chopped fill arrive slightly early. In bar 4, remove one hit before the downbeat so the next bar feels like it leans forward. If the break feels too polite, add a little grit. A saturator with a few dB of drive can help. Drum bus is great too if you keep it subtle. And if the break is fighting with the low end, use a QA to clean up muddy frequencies below around 120 Hz. The main idea is to keep the break lively but controlled. Now for the real sauce. The offset feel. This is where the intro starts sounding more like jungle and less like a loop. Keep your main break on the grid, then add a second percussion hit, a snare ghost, or a vocal chop slightly off the grid. You can do this by moving clips manually in arrangement view. Even a tiny shift, like 10 to 30 milliseconds, can change the feel a lot. A good rule is to let one thing be late, one thing beat early, and one thing answer the beat after it lands. For example, a snare ghost can sit just behind the main hit, while a rim shot or small percussion hit can arrive a touch early. The result is a groove that feels like it's breathing instead of locking into a machine-perfect loop. Next, bring in the ragga element. This is where the intro gets personality. Use a short vocal phrase, a shout, a chant, or a one-shot ragga-style vocal. Keep it direct and energetic. You want something that sounds like a response to the drums, not something sitting on top of them. Think call and response. Drum hit, then vocal reply. Break fill, then vocal echo. That's a classic jungle move, and it works because it gives the intro character without overcrowding it. To shape the vocal in Ableton, start with EQ8 and high-pass it somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz so it doesn't muddy the low end. Then add echo with low feedback, maybe around 15 to 30%, for that dub-style tail. A little reverb can help too, but keep it shorter than you might expect. We want space and attitude, not a giant wash. If the vocal feels too wide or messy, use utility to narrow it a bit. You can even pitch it down a few semitones if you want it darker. Just keep it intelligible. A simple arrangement trick is to place the main vocal in bars 3, 7, and 11, then let the echo trail into the next bar. That gives you a natural repeated response pattern and helps the intro feel structured instead of random. Now we need a dark atmosphere bed underneath everything. This is the layer that creates mood. It could be a pad, a drone, a field recording, a vinyl noise texture, or a simple synth sound. If you want to keep it beginner-friendly, use something like Waveedable, Analog, or Operator and hold one or two notes from the track's key. Then low-pass it so it sits behind the drums. Auto-filter is perfect for this. Start with a cutoff somewhere in the low mid-range, and slowly automate it over the intro. You might open it a little over 8 or 16 bars, then close it again before the drop for tension. Add a little reverb if needed, but keep it subtle. The job of this layer is to make the intro feel darker, not busier. Now let's add a sub hint. Even though this is just the intro, You want the listener to feel that a heavier section is coming. Use operator or wavitable to create a simple low drone or root note. Keep it long, low, and centered. A sine wave works great for this. Add a little saturation so it stays audible on smaller speakers. Keep it mono below about 120 Hz. That's important in DNB because the low end needs to be focused and controlled. If the intro sub is too wide, the drop won't feel as strong later. A nice move is to let the sub appear only in certain phrases, like bars 5 to 8 and then again in bars 13 to 16. That makes the intro feel like it's building pressure instead of sitting flat. Now we need transitions between phrases. Offset intros really benefit from these little movement points. Every 4 bars or so, at an effects event, this could be a reversed cymbal, a reversed vocal chop, a noise riser, a filtered impact, or a short downlifter. Keep these effects simple and functional. In this style, we're not making a trailer. We're making a dark, gritty DNB introduction that helps the groove keep moving. A good trick is to use a noise burst on a separate track, automate a high-pass filter opening over 2 bars, and to add a bit of echo so it has a dubby tail. Fade it in and out so it supports the section instead of dominating it. Now shape the whole thing into a clean 16-bar phrase. Here's a solid layout. Bars 1 to 4 are atmosphere, 1 break hit, and a hint of vocal. Bars 5 to 8 bring in the full break and the vocal responses. Bars 9 to 12 add more fill activity, more filter movement, and a bit of sub. Bars 13 to 16 push the tension higher, then strip things back just enough for the drop to feel huge. The last 2 bars are especially important. This is your drop setup. You can automate the filter to open. Remove some low frequencies with EQ8, add a snare roll or a break fill, and let a vocal echo trail into the downbeat. If you want the drop to hit harder, leave a little emptiness right before it. Silence, or near silence, can be more powerful than cramming in another sound. A few beginner mistakes to watch out for. First, don't overquantize every drum hit. Jungle feels better when it breathes. Second, don't make the intro too busy too early. Add one thing at a time. Third, don't let the vocal mask the drums. High pass it, lower it, and use it as a response. Fourth, keep the break clear. Too much reverb can wash out the transient and kill the impact. Fifth, don't ignore the low end. Keep the sub mono and under control. And finally, don't make the effects sound too glossy or EDM-like. Short delays, filtered noise, and restrained impacts usually work better for this vibe. Here are a few pro style ideas you can try even as a beginner. Resample your break or vocal processing to audio, and then rechop it. That often gives you a rougher, more authentic feel. Add a little saturation to the break, not just the bass, so the ghost notes and snares cut through. Try one deliberate mistake, like a late vocal or a missing snare hit. That kind of imperfection can make the intro feel more like a real dub plate. And remember, contrast is your main tension tool. A filter opening, a thinning atmosphere, or a new vocal response can do more than stacking more instruments. If you want a quick practice version, try this. Set the tempo to 172 BPM, load one break loop, chop it into 4 pieces, add one ragga vocal one shot, add one low drone note, automate a filter on the drone so it slowly opens, offset the vocal slightly after a snare hit, and add one reverse hit into bar 4. Then bounce those 4 bars to audio and listen back. Ask yourself whether the drums and vocal feel like call and response, whether the intro feels darker by bar 4 than it did at the start, and whether the low end feels controlled enough for a drop to come after it. If you do this right, your intro won't just sound like a loop. It'll sound like a scene. It'll have history, attitude, and motion. And that is exactly what makes an offset jungle intro so effective in rag-inspired dark DNB. In the next step, you can take the same energy and turn it into the actual drop.